We are in Simin Tofresh Ayin Aleph, Hilchas Chanukah. We are up the Sifches, and that's what we'll be doing. Chotzer Sheyesh Bo Beis Psachim. Remember, the Mechaber Shita was, like Tosfos, that you're supposed to light at the Pesach HaChotzer, the door from the street to the Chotzer. So Chotzer Sheyesh Bo Beis Psachim, if you have a Chotzer that has two entrances to the street, from the street, Tzarech Lahadlik B'Shteyem, you have to light at both of those doors. Mipnei HaChashad, because people are going to see that you didn't light at one door, and they'll say, well, the same way you didn't light at this one, you didn't light in the other one. The same would apply for a house that has two doors to the Rishus HaRabim, where the Mechaber holds that that's where you light. You would also have to light at both of them, Mipnei HaChashad. So even though, let's say you have a Chotzer with several houses in it and two doors, nevertheless, and you own all of the different houses, the halacha would be that you have to light at both of the doors, and we won't say that people will say, well, they all belong to one person, and that's why he didn't light in this other place. La halacha, there are two entrances to the chatzar, you're going to have to light at both of them. Now, what happens if the, says the mechaber now, then beis apsochem beruach echad. What happens if they're on the same side of the street? So that if you're talking about you have one in Mizrach and one in Sofin, so there the halach is that you have to light Mipnei HaChashad. But if the two entrances are near each other, whoever sees one will see the other, and he sees a Ner Chanuk in it, there won't be any Chashad that you didn't light. Now what happens if you have a house that's divided inside into two houses, and one person owns both of them? Some hold that you have to light in both of them at Me'achshad. So let's say you have a double apartment with two entrances. Some hold that you do have to light in both at Me'achshad, and others say that you don't have to. Says the Ramah HaGavim, Madlik Bebeiz Psochem, Einem Avarach HaKbe'echad Mehem. If you have two doors, and you're lighting at both, you only make one bracha. The other one is only because of Marasayin, or Chshad. Miyu Bizman HaZeh Shekulam Madlikim Bifnim Mamish. Today, that people light inside mamish. Vein heker levnei rishus harabim klal. There's no heker for the people in rishus harabim. Afilu yesh lechotzo labayis harbe psachem laharbe ruchos e madlikin ela pamachas bifnim kein nirelivichein haminig pashet. What you only have to light one. You don't have to light two. Now, what does he mean by mamish? In the days of the tour, there was no sakana for people to know that you lit Ner Chanukah, but there was a sakana to leave your Ner Chanukah outdoors. It would definitely be stolen. Their minig was therefore that they used to light at the doorway with the door open on the inside of the house, but with the door open so people on the outside could see it. So there is still a chshad if people see that there are two doors and you didn't light at one of them and they don't see the other side, they'll think you didn't light at the other side either. Whereas nowadays that we light inside mamish, there's no heker to the Bnei Rishus HaRabim at the door altogether. There's no chshad, and you don't have to light two, even though there are two entrances. So going back on what we spoke about before, there are various minhagim bizman hazeh. Number one, there are those who light outdoors to be makayim the mitzvah of chazal. For them, the din of chshad would still apply. There are others that really hold that you have to light outdoors, except that they say that our hallways are not a chotzer, therefore, and they are Rishus HaRabim, therefore they light at the door of their apartment to the outside. If they're doing that and they have two doors to their apartment, they would still be a chiyuv to light two Mipnei HaChashad, unless one person can see them both. A person generally will see them both at the same time. Then we have the shittas of the poskim who say that ever since the sakana, the ikar mitzvah is to light indoors. Nevertheless, we light in a window to get in some persume nisa if you can. According to those shittas, since the ikar mitzvah of hadlak is on the inside, true, we put it in the window to get some persume nisa, but the ikar mitzvah is on the inside. Therefore, according to them, there's no inyan in Shnei Psachim, even though the meaning is to light near a doorway anyway.